Let the test in a moment. Tanu Rabbanan, about a quarter of the way down. Tanu Rabbanan, in Makashrim, b'tzedakah, in Gaba'i, tzedakah, v'lo behed da'ishim ha'gizborim. We do not make an accounting of every penny that's used by Gaba'i tzedakah, or of every penny that's used for Hegdash with the Gizborim, because they're extremely busy, and have people coming in constantly, and if everything is going to be written down in a way that's going to satisfy the accountants, it's going to put an unbearable burden and a crush in their activity. Even though we cannot prove it from a Pasuk, there's a strong indication that that is the case from the Pasuk. When they were doing all of the Berakah Bayit, so they brought all of the money, they handed it over, carefully counted and so on. However, there was no reckoning that was made when they would pay the workmen to show that what it is that came in precisely equal that which went out, because they did it the emunah. But you can see one very interesting thing from here, because it says over here that they were ne'emanim. So you would think that that means you just handed over the money. You really didn't know what happened. But the truth is, even there it says, before this, that they were being done, the emunah, but nonetheless, when the money was given over, it says, v'yatsu v'yimnu et hakesef. In other words, they would put it into bags, and each bag was carefully counted, so that what was given over with a clear number. They knew exactly the amount of money that they were responsible for. So even though you say you have a gizbar ne'eman, it's not a good idea to just have money flowing in and not know how much is flowing in. You say, well, anyway, what's the difference? I don't want an accounting what's flowing out. It doesn't work that way. When there's a clear amount that comes in, there's a different sense of responsibility for what it is that it's being used for. Omravuna botkim unizonot. When somebody comes and he requests tzedakah from the ikupa for food, so we have to check out that he's not a faker. We don't just give him money. But if he comes naked, he doesn't have what to wear, ain't bokim l'ksut. We don't go through a whole complicated rigmarole. A person who is in a state of embarrassment, isn't properly clothed, should be clothed. This we can derive this either from a prophet, because it's a simple svara. One is in a state of ongoing embarrassment, and that is improperly dressed, and so that has to be alleviated. And the other one is not in that kind of state. So okay, so be hungry for another 10 minutes, and we need to make sure that we're not giving our money out for nothing. There's also remnants in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk notes the difference. It says, halo poros l'ra'av l'atmech, huh? So it says poros, which is, it says over here, besink. The problem is, if you maintain this girsa, then it's not like our knock. It does not say pros with a sin. That's the problem. It says pros with a sama, which is the normal way in which it's written. And so to say that we're the doctor being samech on the change between the Lashon pros to be pareis lechem, you know, to break bread, is the same English, and which it normally would be written with a sin and is written a sama and is written with a sin, would mean that you'd have to say that our girsa is different in Tanakh. So okay, fine, there's some movement there, but it's the talking the girsa, not to say with a shin. Not to say the shin exceeds. Well, the pros, we always find it more darshan a samach as a sin, and you can darshan it both ways. But there are those who say that Taka the Gemara had in the Pasuk a sin. So what is pros? Pros we have to darshan therefore as peirosh. In other words, be mefarish first. Be derish. Be chaker. Look into it. So be mefarish it. And then if you reach the conclusion that he is deserving of charity, then give him the charity. Whereas when it talks about the person who doesn't have what to wear, it says, Kitir Eiron Vesisito. When you see the one who is naked, he should be cupped. Because Mashri immediately, Kitir Eiron. As soon as you see him, so without any further Prisha, and any Drisha. Rav Yehuda says, on the contrary, the opposite is true. Botkin l'ksut v'ein botkin l'mizonot. And if anything, you check out a person who requires clothing, and you don't check out a person who requires food. It's obvious. Is he by saying a svara? He by saying a krav. The svara, I come as tzara, I learn from a tzara. Look, one may be embarrassed, but I mean, he's not going to keel over. He'll still be embarrassed another 5 minutes. But the one who needs food is in a matzah in which he may need food this minute. He's in pain. Or you can understand the pasuk the opposite of the way we understood it. Pros means just break it, give it to him. Kedekarina, the way it's read, not with your drasha, pirush. But over there it says, keep your head. I mean, when it seems correct to you that you see that he's in need as an arom, when it appears to you correct after thinking about it, looking into it, then you should be mechazik.
This is one of the people
that are in the
like a
creed. No. No, it means the way it would be read, the way it is read. Tanya Kavlas is Rav Yehuda. In fact, the Brisa says, just like Rav Yehuda says, that when it comes to clothing, we check it out. So Omar Kisuni, if an Ani comes and asks from the Gabayim to give him money for big Gabayim, but Kimacharab, check it out. Parnasuni, if he says, I need Parnasa to eat, in but Kimacharab, that's exactly what Rav Yehuda said. That's not Hassan, in Epochatin, the Ani, Alver, Mimakom, Mimakom, Mikikar, Bukundyong, Mi Arba'a, Sa'in, Bukela. Now there it says that when you have this, we discussed this in Teah, that if a Oni is not a local, he's going from place to place, so he's given enough for two seudot, basically, and that is a kikar, and it's what size kikar? It's a kikar that would be sold for a pundion at a time that the price of wheat is 4 sa of wheat for a sela, which means that in a pundion you would have a half a kav, which is enough for two meals. If he's alone, if he also intends to sleep over in town, now we also give him his provisions for a night. My parnasatli now, what does that include? Puriya Uday Sadia includes a bed with bedding, and also includes a pillow. Shabbat, if he's going to stay over Shabbat, and notlimlo mazom shalosh seudot, he's given more than the usual two seudot, he's given for Sholosh Tudot. Tana, now the Brisa adds that im hayam hazir al hapitachim in nitzkakimah. If he's knocking on doors and collecting money himself, so then when he comes to the kupah, they say, look, we don't have, you obviously take care of yourself. The idea of a kupah is that the community takes care of you. You don't want to come to the community. You want to bother householders at their home. Go take care of yourself. We don't give him. In other words, a Maisa, without who Amiya, having Machazar al-Ptachim, the other commander of Papa, his Papa himself was the one who was in charge of the Kupa, so he comes to the Papa and he asks for money, even though he himself had been knocking on doors. And Rome is actually the Papa refused to give him a penny. Omale Rasama, brother of the Ival of Papa, if you don't give him anything, so you know, Rome is actually nobody else, everybody's going to say, well, I guess they know he's a phony. The Papa refused to give him any money, so what should the man do? You should drop dead, because you're not going to give him anything. So the Papa said, what do you mean? But it's the price. The price is what Tani Mohaya Aniyama Chaziel Abtachim Eniskak, you know? Omale, he said, Ratsamatim, Eniskak, what thing? Eniskak, you know, means you throw him out the door. And his talking will mean you don't have to respond the way the Kupatsaka normally responds. You give him a shimli donation, give him a shekel. But if you don't give him anything, then people will think that you've determined that he's not royal at Tzedaka. The in his talking will mean Lamatanamu Ruba, but the discussion on Lamatanamu Ete. Omravasi, Lolam Aina Adam Hatmo, Milatech Shlishita Shekel Bishana. No matter what your circumstances are, you should always try to give one third of a shekel per year, because we see at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah when things were very, very tough. It says over there that Madnu Alenu Mitzvot Latent Alenu Shlishit HaShekel Bashanala Avodat Beit Elokeinu. It's over there we're talking about rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. And the Tosis points out, it's an amazing Tosis. The Tosis points out, even though that's for the Beit HaMikdash, But of course he came versus our car. That's the Beit HaMikdash. You know what I mean? Yeah, Beit HaMikdash is the Mela. That's the mitzvah of the Alma. Yeah, sure. But I mean, to give tzedakah for sure should be at least a shlishi by shekel for your sin. And if that much money they had to set aside. No, talking about meal, you mean meal in terms of... No, here we're talking about buying two meals for a punya, which is a 1/48 of a food, right? It's not gonna...
That would be about
25. It depends what kind of shekel he's talking about. If he's talking about the, if he's talking about a shlishi a shekel of a shekel at Kodesh, you know, the Dala Medina. But it's certainly it's at least 1/3 of the 48. What is the punyanas? So there's a 1/3 of 96 meals. Yeah. Now you notice that the lotion of that pasuk is hamadnu aleinu mitzvot, not hamadnu aleinu mitzvah, which leads to the following drasha. I'm Rav Asi. This means that shikulat tzedakah k'neged kol hamitzvot, because it says hamadnu aleinu mitzvot. Even though we were makabel on ourselves all of the mitzvah, how? By giving a third of a shekel to tzedakah. Mitzvahim, you can have a mitzvah. Omer of Allah said, Godol hamna'aseh yoter min ha'oseh. A person who gets someone else to donate money is greater than the one who donates the money. Because it says, Vaya ma'aseh ha'tzedakah shalom. The one who makes the tzedakah be given is a shalom. And then, avodat ha'tzedakah hashkit uvetach ad olam. And the ma'aseh, this means the trouble that you have that to get other people to move, it doesn't say tzedakah should be shalom, it says the ma'aseh of the tzedakah. That means the involvement, the constant things that you do to get tzedakah to be given. All the nebuch the shmaras that have to go around collecting from people who don't respect it. That's the greater source.
The one who
Kiruv over here is collecting money from others to give to them. Yeah, it's a type of kiruv. So if someone would zoka that his tzedakah should bring him, in fact, good luck. So then I will approach the Ra'av Lak Nachra, he will be in a matzah to be able to give. Other, in other words, if you have the schus to have given tzedakah correctly, fine, that's the best way to give your money away. But elo zaka, if you weren't zoka to be able to give money to tzedakah, in the end, aniyim merudim tavid bayit, you will bring into your home those aniyim that cause you to moan, which refers to the government. You know, they're always poor. The government never has enough. They always want more. Right? So there are those on the Meridim, the Merudim, those are the ones that they'll get you Merudim Rashi's Lashon of moaning or read the Bishifi. Now they'll come to your house and they'll take the money for you. Amlu Rav of Mechuzah. Rav was the Rosh in Mechuzah. He said to them, Bamtusa Minach, I'm asking you for your own good, please. Take care of each other, to give each other tzedakah, to do what you need, because otherwise, you're not going to have shalom with the government, they're going to end up, and you're going to lose your money one way or the other. It used to be when there was a Beit HaMikdash, the person would participate in the kapor of the tzibur, to give his shekel, become part of the Trumas HaLishka. And that would be makaper for everything that he did. But after Shein Beit HaMikdash Kayam, he must in tzedakah mutar. Now that there's no Beit HaMikdash, if you do tzedakah for them fine, and then that's your shekel, so to speak, being lost. But you know, they go kavim, even at Lim Bizroa, then the goyim will come, and they'll take that money from you anyway. And nonetheless, Afal Pikein, Kodesh Baruch Hu views the money that the goyim take from Jews, so those who are no geish you, those are the ones who take from you, That is all part of the division of the takatana atzutz and so on. Takatana koshes avizahav. That means that instead of what your law says, it will be seen as a gain for you. So the noksayat, that that they took from you, will be a tzedakah for you. It's as if you did mitzvah with them. Oh my Lord, I kneel so.
So what
is this?
You
want
to send them? No.
You can't take your anonymous off your license. That's true. So, the following thing was told me by the Ula, this is not a person, Ula is the Lashon Hazon Olel, the child, in other words, the child who was Mishakshag al Chatei B'Imei, who went ahead and made his mother's path this cheapened and disgusting. And who this person is, we will see. But there is a certain Mandi Omar that he doesn't want to quote his name, and he calls him the one who cheapened his mother. And he's quoted this in the name of Rabbi Elazar, whoever this was. And we'll see, either it's Rav Sheshet or Rav Achtavoy Barami, it's in Machlokas, and the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara, but we'll get to that. And what he said was like this, my decision is Magea our Sudya, Vayilbash Tzedakah, Kashir Yon, so this means you wear Tzedakah like an armored beged. And how is an armored beged made? With shale mail. So why does it compare to tzedakah to shayon? No malacha ma shayon ze kol klipa o klipa mitzarefet le shayon gadol, av tzedakah kol kuta o kuta mitzarefet le cheshbon gadol. Now the truth is that we can say the same thing about all mitzvahs, but the difference is over here, as Marsha explains, that normally each chetzah of a mitzvah has its particular shir. You must have that mitzvah. You don't can add the mitzvahs into one mitzvah. You can add them into a great amount of kriyas. That's the cheshbon. The cheshbon is kriyas, but it's not a mitzvah that makes a tremendous impact. First goes out and puts up tefillin. You know, say, let's add up all this tefillin to be one gigantic mitzvah tefillin. He put on tefillin 100,000 times. But it's not that he has one enormous mitzvah tefillin. I think that when it comes to tzedakah, there's no particular chetzah that this act of tzedakah is distinguished from another act of tzedakah. Tzedakah is an ongoing reality. Everything the person does is his own life. So the mela, it's as if when he comes to his din, it's as if he gave $500,000 for tzedakah. Anything that is like an enormous, it makes an enormous impact. It's as if it's one thing. So the act, you can't put them together.
Some that can be put together, or some that can't.
Tzedakah can be put together, because there's nothing that distinguishes one act from the other. There's not a separate mitzvah of tzedakah today as there is yesterday. By tzedakah, it's a different mitzvah today.
Whatever is the difference, you have the opportunity to give the next day
It doesn't matter. But all of the giving that you did give in the course of your lifetime is put together like a bag. Well, Fanino Omar, I have another riot to such a thing. It says over there, Uchebeget Idin Kol Tzutkosenu. Now, the Maisa that was talking, over there, talking down. But we're saying this is a remez nonetheless, that a beged, even though this is bad, but it's still nonetheless it's a hekesh, a tzedakah to a beged. So what's the hekesh? Just like a beged is made of nimas. Each nima is completely useless. But nonetheless, all nima of a nima. Mitzarefet lebeged gadol. Okay, so you think you're giving a guy a shekel to make a difference in his life. I mean, what are you doing? But Lamaita, just like each nima, it becomes ultimately a beggar, so too called fruta, fruta, mitzkaref, that was cheshbon gadol.
Does that mean that it must be on the recipient as it does
on the world?
On the world.
You have to give it in and of itself.
Perhaps, but it's not the second element. the tzedaka per se. Mm-hmm. So this is a reflection on tzedaka. Tzedaka is something that's actually given. It's not the act of giving. Mm-hmm. That's what we're measuring in terms of kutos. And I'm saying every penny, each penny, is actually a vision of the power, of the combined power of all of the giving. That becomes
even. Is there anything on the negative side that keeps Tadir like that? Like each Tadir is separate as well, at the same time. And then there's one that keeps Tadir.
Common always looks for the bright side of life. My korele ulo mishad shegar chatebi ime. It's a very harsh thing to call him on the honor. The child who messed up his mother's life. I mean, well, you know, the past of his mother. I mean, why did he call him? We don't even know who the him is. We'll see from the story who the him is. Because what happened was like this. Once Rav Tavoy Bar Ami went over to Rav Sheshet, and he asked Rav Sheshet, "Minayin l'mitzora b'meis yifurosh metamei adam?" How do you know that a mitzora, after he brings his tipolim, and now he's counting the days to bring his karbanim, how do you know that during that time he still is metamei adam? So Rav Sheshet answered him, "Omar lo ho'ilu mitamei begadim, mitamei adam. If he could be mitamei his own begadim, because it says that he does begadav. So if he can be mitamei his begadim, then he's an avatuma. Because kolim are only mekabel to an avatuma. In which case, why would he be mitamei adam?" Omar leis Rav Akravoy Varam, he said to him, "How do you know it's because he's mitamei as an avatuma to begadim? Dilma tuma bechiburim shayne. Maybe the point over here, there is that he's wearing these begadim." So normally we often find that somebody who's nogeya betuma, even though he himself only becomes a mishan betuma, but if he's wearing begadim, be sure that he becomes tuma. It's called tuma bechiburim, and as if it's part of him, that those begadim become tuma directly from the thing that he touched. So to say that he best begadav doesn't prove anything, because I need to prove to you that he, if he had touched the begadim, he would be matami. And how do you know that that's the case? I mean, after all, somebody who carries an nevela, he's begun to become tamei, but he himself does not become an avatuma to be matame yada, in a matame yada. Maybe it's the same thing. Oh, Marley, so Rav Sheshet asked him, "How can you say that? I mean, so what about a sheret? How do we know that a sheret is matame yada? Lav nishum de matame begadim. The sheret is matame begadim. So you see that when the sheret is megalat us that something is matame begadim, we view it as an avatuma." So over here, it's telling us the same way it tells us that a sheret is matame. It tells us that a mitzvah is matame. So that means if a sheret is the same way the sheret is matame yodam, then the mitzvah is matame yodam. Come on, right? So Rav Tavoy Bar Ami said to him, what are you talking about? I mean, sheret, that's not how we know a sheret is matame yodam. It says the perish in the pocket. Oh, Mishka Shiyu Gaba Kol Sheret. But why in the world would you think that you have to look for the fact that it's matame begadim? That's wild. So Rav Sheshet says, well, what about Shechvah Zerah? Shechvah Zerah is Mitame and Adam. Obviously not the Adam who is the Balkari, but the person who touches someone else's semen. Minolan, how do we know that he would become Tomei? Lav Bishun the whole Mitame begadim Mitame Adam? But isn't that because we know that Shechvah Zerah is Mitame begadim Mitame Adam? You never have Chumash. I mean, Shechvah Zerah, it says the Pharish, O Ish, we learn that O Ish is Marva, not only the person who is Roya carry, that's a special din, that's a din of Roya, and he is always more common. But O-Ish tells me, or a person who is Nogeya B'Shechvah Zerah, which means that it's a Perish Apostic, not learned from the fact of being the Tami Begonim. Now, when Rav Tavoy Bar Ami said this, he said this with that same little Yeshivish sneer of, you know, the one up and said, that's a tragedy. So he answered him with that sort of, you know, laughing. Cholash died to Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet became upset. What's the word for cholash died to you? Hurt. And the ishtik of Achavoy Barami, Achavoy Barami became mute. He's Yakir Talmudi and he lost his learning. Asya ime the kabach yakame. So now here's where the machlokas is about who we're talking about. Rashi learns that Rav Sheshet, his mother, came to beg Rav Sheshet to pray for Rav Tavoy, because apparently she didn't want her son to be in a matzav of being considered somebody who caused someone else to be so badly, to have such a terrible onus. So she comes to him, but a much more dramatic shot. who is the Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Gershon, apparently they had a Kabbalah business trust, that the mother of Rav Devoy Bar Ami came to Rav Sheshes, and she had been Rav Sheshes' nursemaid. So she was, so he had a relationship with her. So the mother of Akhavar Bahame comes and she cries with the Basha coming. She's crying to him to save her son. Tzopka, tzopka, she's screaming, v'lo ashkakwe, paying no attention to her. So she uncovers her breast and she tells him, Omrele, chazila hani echadoi de matzitman, I look at these breasts that you suckled from. Now this, of course, with the Rechananel, is Givaldic, a shot over here. Right? So since you also suckled from these same breasts, you should have rachamim on my child that I suckled. That's how he sees it. Boy, rachamim alei. So he did, mevakesh rachamim ve'itzit. And in fact, Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami became well. So now according to this chat, it's Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, who was viewed that he had to put his mother into this kind of desperate position because he couldn't learn how to speak like a mensch. So he had to put his mother into this position that she had to be mavaza herself for her patient. But the way Rashi is learning, it was Rapshatius' mother, then we're talking about Rapshatius as the one who was Mishakshed, his mother, because what did he have to be such a kaftan for? That his mother had to go to such extremes to get him to have rachamim on somebody. So it's two very, very different shots. Because he had caused Rapshatius pain in the way that he insulted him. He spoke to him in the wrong way. But by the way, I mean, it's a nice story, but now that you mention it, how do we know that it's a story of accident timing? We can never ignore and never turn to side. I mean, to us, no, I mean, now that you bring it up, we know, and how in fact do we know that a mitzvah is mitzvah during the days of Furoh? Did it sign it? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on it. Ne'amar kibbutz begadim b'nei sefuroh. Ne'amar kibbutz begadim b'nei chalutot. The truth is, Rukshesh is really right. I mean, Rukshesh is saying that it says over here the Matami of the Garden, just like he's Matami of the Garden, he's Matami also other. But it's really because of the drasha of a Gzereshav of kibbutz, that the kibbutz begadim that it says b'nei sefuroh are learned from the kibbutz begadim that are said b'nei chalutot when he before he brings it to people. Very definitely, it's the perish of the pasuk is Matami Yadam. Mala Halam Matami Yadam, Atkan Matami Yadam, to tell me that the same kibbutz begadim that over there would have meant not only b'chiburim, but any begadim that he touches because he's really an avat tuma, that same kibbutz begadim is Machayim, the Nei Sefura. It's a very short. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Gadol ha'oset tzedakah b'sefer yoter mimoshe rabbeinu. In one element, a person who does tzedakah b'sefer has greater power than Moshe Rabbeinu with his tefillot when he was praying for the gapura of the Maisa Eyo. Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv ki yagorti mipnei ha'af v'achima. I was terrified of af and chema. Now af and chema, and it's not just a noun, but Atta Chema refers to an actual entity, one called At and one called Chema, that represents each a different type of Anhagat Hashem through Malachim that are extremely dangerous and bring terror to the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that at the time that I was trying to be Bechapa, when I say Ego, I was terrified. Because I could not control the Atta Chema, and I was afraid that it was going to just wipe me away. Whereas by an Ose Tzedaka, it says, and Zaka B'Sefer, it says, Matan B'Sefer, somebody who gives Tzedaka, in private, Yichpe'af, he turns off upside down, so that it shouldn't have any effect. So you see that he's not worried about off. The Shochad B'Fek Chema'aza, and Shochad can also, the Shochad of Tzedaka, can keep the anger, the power of the Chema, keeps it in check. Now this argues on Rav Yitzchak, because Rav Elazar obviously holds that he can take care of both Af and Chema, but Rav Yitzchak darshins the pasuk otherwise, and Rav Yitzchak says, no, only Af kofer, Chema eino kofer. Shenema b'shochad b'chek chama azah. That's how to read it. Af opi b'shochad b'chek, even though you poured a lot of money into getting a kodesh baruch hu off of your back, and you built a shul, you gave a lot of tzedakah, and so on, you figure that should take care of him. Nonetheless, chema azah olam. There's a lot of anger that is left over there. It's not gonna help. Okay, so in other words, we have a machlokes here. What element the matan b'sefer can actually have impact on? Some learn that she tells us asks over here that it's very difficult to understand, since the Gemara comes out that Moshe destroyed Chema. He killed it. Chema horrible. Moshe killed Chema. So how can we tell over here that it's greater than? But he leaves that with a problem. So, I mean, according to that shad, if someone want to learn that the machlokas over here is an actual machlokas about whether he's got over than Moshe. I was like this, you read the Gemara just to say that the one man Yom HaHol is got over Moshe in both Atta Chema, and the other one says, no, he's only got over in Atta Chema. But like this, you can learn that he's chalik on the whole thing. Because if you hold that he was able simply to be, what's the word? But if he could refuse after Chema, so then in that sense he's more powerful than Moshe. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't kill it, but he makes it irrelevant in a sense.
Neutral.
It neutralizes it, that's what he neutralizes after Chema. So over here, he would then no longer be greater than Moshe, because if you said this one, if you tell me that he can act against Chema, fine. But if he can't act against Chema, where Moshe Rabbeinu actually did act against Chema ultimately, so it means that
by killing.
So you can't say that he's greater than Moshe. If he acted by neutralizing both of them, then Enochinami would be greater than Moshe. So then it would be chalik on the whole drasha that he's greater than. Not that he is greater than.
What is my time to say
then?
Nobody knows, nobody sees. I mean, is there...
Well, I mean, there's different types. There's matan b'sefer that the person who gets doesn't know. There's a whole machine of b'sefer. Obviously, the more tzniyas there is, you know, the more that's throughout the world. The level of tzniyas that we're giving, that nobody knows the game.
Is the same as the other chayma? If he was afraid of
other
Chema, could be much
better. No, this is on Hagat Hashem. It's like saying there would be, because there's a din on this and a din on that, there's different midas din. There's a midas din. It reflects itself in this way and that way. But the midah of Chema terrified Moshe, and the midah of Ab terrified Moshe. Yeah, so we have two possibilities of it. Ikiri Amri Amri Rabbi Yitzchak, called Dayan Shenotel Shochad, maybe Chema Azal Olam. The other way of reading this is Shochad, not the Tzedakah Shochad, but the taking of the Shochad is the thing that is maybe Chema Azal Olam. Shenema V'Shochad, if there is Shochad in the take of the person who takes the Shochad, then Chema Azal brings out great anger to the world. Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, somebody who gives a pruta to a poor man, he gets six different brachot. That's money. You think that money is everything. But on the five of bidvarim, somebody that goes ahead and he gives good words to the honest. Maybe he doesn't have money to give to the honest, but he makes him feel good. He is zoka in 11 brachot. The money only buys you six brachot. But the Dvorim buys you 11 brachot. Hanotein frutala ani mitbarech b'sheish brachot, diktiv, halo, pros. The truth is that the Gemara is missing a lot of the details in this. The Bach brings in the whole pasuk and darshins it. So his girsa includes everything. So we'll read it from the Bach. But the girsa is halo, pros, ani imurudim tavi bayis, Kitira Eirom, and leaves off with that. And the Bach continues, Kitira Eirom, Uksiv Az Yibakash Kishachar Orecha, Varuchatcha Mera Mkitzmach, והולך לפניך צדקך, כבוד השם יעשבך, וכתיב אז תקרא והשם יענה, תשבה ויאמר הנני. So he puts in the entire set of Pesukim that the Gemara over here essentially left out. And yeah, it's one pasuk after the other. And then we start off with our original pasuk, first of all, he brings the rest of it. That's right. Yeah, that's the way to do things. And the Mephaita Bidvorim is Mizborech Bachad, Esrei Brachot, Shenemar, so here too we have to fill in all of the gaps. So the Tafek Torah is Nafshecha, the Nefesh Na'anat Tazbiyah, so here's the Tafek Torah is Nafshecha, you bring out your soul, you share your inside, your inner feelings with the person, and that's what you give him. It doesn't say that you give him food, it doesn't say you give him money, you give him your Nefesh, you're sharing your feelings with him. And you make his nefesh that is in pain, tasbiyah, not his stomach, but his soul, you give him satisfaction. So there it says, Mizorach b'choshech orecha, v'afelatcha k'tzorayim, v'nochacha Hashem tamid, v'izbiyah b'tzachot napshecha, v'atzmotecha yachalit, v'hayitza k'gan rodeh, v'chomot samayim asher lo yechazu meimal, u'banu mimcha chorvot olam, Mosei dor v'dor tikomein v'korei lecha goder peret v'shovev nitivot l'shavet. It's 11. So you see that there's a greater bracha. Obviously, if you would do both, so then you would be zocha in all 17. It says this point, right? And that's why he says riot. We're not talking about who's born plus the money. We're talking about if you don't have the money, you're born. But if you would give both, then it would be 17 separate brachas. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechiv, rodeit tzedakah v'chesed, this is a very strange quote. Somebody who's rodeit tzedakah v'chesed, yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. This seems to be saying he'll become poor if people give him tzedakah. So by giving tzedakah, you can be sure people will give you tzedakah. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. So what does that mean? That's a heck of a mia can make a mia. Elomarlocha. Call our rodeif achar tzedakah. Kadosh Baruch Hu mamtzilo maod v'sedan tzedakah. He will find tzedakah. Meaning, God will give him the money to be able to go out and give more tzedakah. Menachem b'yitzchak omer. No, it means like this. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mamtzing him the right people to give tzedakah to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzilo b'nei adam hamuhuganim la'atzot lehem tzedakah kidei shikabel aleihem tzicharo. You should be able to get tzachar, or tzicharo mishalem, or either we should take out the vod. So kidei lekabel aleihem tzachar is the bar does, because otherwise, for giving the tzedakah, if you give tzedakah to the wrong people, and it's used for the wrong things, then you don't get the tzachar. Because la'puke midorash rabba. You see, that rabba darshan, the darsh rabba, my deceit. It says over there when Nimio was complaining about the people from Anatot, that Brian Akhenaten should punish them. So he says about them, v'yum mukshalim lifanecha be'it apecha atzeibahem. That they should be mukshal. What's the fact they should be mukshal? Amar Yirmiyo is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mono shel olam, apilu b'sha'a, she'kofin et yitzram. Even when these no-goodness do every once in a while, they go mitzvahs. Yeah, I mean, they give tzedakah, and they think they're great. Even when they're going ahead and giving tzedakah, malachim lasot tzedakah l'panachah, hachshilein, see to it that their tzedakah doesn't get anywhere. And let them give it to b'nei adam she'inam mehuganim. Let them give it to the wrong kind of people. Kedei shelo yikablu alayim tzachar, in order that they shouldn't get the tzachar of their tzedakah. And that way, you'll be able to punish them without needing to take into consideration the great good that they've achieved in the world. So therefore, the meaning, based on that drasha, we could understand that the meaning of that the one who's ready to tzedakah and yimtza tzedakah is that in truly being committed and chasing and figuring out how he can help, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable him to find the people that his tzedakah will make a difference to, that will infect the world positively.
So you have to rip.
Well, as we saw before, Rebbe was miserable for some odd moment. I gave my money to an Amoret. He was so depressed. This is what my money is for. I mean, remember that a person's money, is, I think, a very big problem. People think tzedakah is simply an act. It's a mitzvah, like a mitzvah. But anything that involves money is never that way, because the nature of money is that it represents your achievement in the world. Translatable. Yeah, it's your potential. And it represents, in other words, you worked at being an accountant, perhaps, and you made money. That money that you made can be used in a universal way. You can use it to influence the direction of the world in politics. You can use it to do things that you otherwise wouldn't have been able to do. You get yourself a gardener. How does accounting turn into a gardener? Through money. How does accounting turn into to being the one to elect the president? Through money. So anything that a person does is universally applicable through money. In which case, if he's giving tzedakah, it becomes his input into a vision of what kind of world he wants to see. It's not to do an act of tzedakah. It's to use your money in a way in which things are achieved that are charitable. So obviously it makes a difference. You can't just say, right? I'll leave it up to God. Why would you leave it up to God?
Everybody comes out with a hand in front of you. I mean, according to that,
Suppose the guy uses the money to buy drugs, is it wrong? You say, well, listen, he really needs drugs. I mean, he's in, so therefore I should support him.
No,
I'm asking you.
Rav Moshe,
he needs the booze.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but what about drugs?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the same premise, because one is damaging to the world.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, alcohol doesn't cause people to go and to kill and to support all drug culture and so on. It's a different thing.
It's acceptable.
Whatever the reason is, I'm not saying it's in essence different, but the fact is that in terms of the nezek that is done to the world, one is a nezek to the world in which this person finally has his needs, but you yourself would not support those needs in a way that could lead to the destruction, the further destruction of the world.
Right,
a drug addict? Apparently not. Unless when you say giving it, you mean bring him to a treatment center and give him medically controlled or whatever. I mean, fine, that's like a fool. But I'm saying, even with shitatcha, you wouldn't say that. Just give because a person needs.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say you wouldn't say give to a person. You're going to give. You're going to support Farid. He needs. He wants money for his party and so on. So what?
So is that an opinion that
people come
to the house, I mean, they shouldn't go
empty-handed, or is that not? Yeah, that is such an issue. That's the end. It's for what? And that's the math book we said up here. The guy claims to be hungry. It's one thing. His son, he wants money for his, his family to get a new refrigerator and so on. I don't know.
I want a new refrigerator too, right?
Well, you know.
No, it's not.
No.